Blog Talk Radio.
Tirakee Billy is a spiritual advisor and certified animal communicator who has been guiding people on their sacred path for nearly 40 years. Her ability to hone in on her clients' needs has made her one of the most sought-after spiritual advisors in the country. With Tirakee Billy's guidance, you can take the first steps or refine your journey along your sacred path. Before we get going, we ask that you do your part. Have your one question ready, keep it concise, and stay on topic. One concise, on-topic question. And now, here's Tirakee Billy.
Greetings and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And joining me today is my wonderful co-host, Ray Susanna. Are you there, Ray?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we're ready to talk about angels. I think everybody, no matter how, what religion or belief, everyone seems to resonate with angels. And you and I both have had experiences with them, so we know they're real.
Yep. And they help.
Oh, they do. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed, people are kind of afraid to ask. It's like they hesitate. I don't know if I should ask. I probably don't really believe it, or they feel they don't deserve it. You know, many reasons, but I have found that asking is important. And once you see proof, or even if you don't, thank the angels for answering you, because you don't know what they're going to do. So just remember that. And, you know, you talked before, Ray, about some of your experiences, you know, spiritually, and I believe you've been guided, like, you know, when you were in Vietnam, you brought that up. Can you share that again? Because
yes.
I think that's fascinating.
All righty. We were out one day, and what happened was everybody wanted to go, we'll just use metaphors, to the right. And I says, no, we need to go to the left. And they looked at me sort of strange. They said, but everything, I said, we need to go to the left. And as we went to the left and got up a ways, we realized that if we would have went to the right, there was a heck of an ambush waiting on us. And we would have, I would have not been here talking right now.
Correct.
So it was divine intervention or angels or whatever it is you want to call it, told me not to go that way, to go a different way. There's also been times where you know, everybody, and I was younger at the time, everybody wanted to go out and have a good time and party and drink. And I says, nah, maybe I shouldn't. And come to find out that, you know, things happened to those guys that went out. Thank God nothing really bad, but they ended up in trouble.
It happens. That's why they're there. They are the workers for God. I'll share an experience I had. This was the most powerful I think I've ever had. It was back in 1999, and my father had passed 5 years earlier, but I saw his spirit quickly walk through the wall. I mean, it was like 3 seconds maybe at the most. But when I looked down, I was laying in bed, and I looked at the end of the bed. There was a woman standing there. She had a white robe, gold curly hair, and she stared at me. I stared at her. I didn't say nothing. She didn't say nothing. We just stared. And after a certain point, she vanished. But I know that that was a guardian angel. My father brought her in and left her because at that point, he transcended out of this dimension. And I have not seen him since. But, I mean, it was wonderful to see that angel. And I just called her Goldie. I do still, Goldie, because I know she's around, probably a guardian angel. So
right.
Have faith, you know, people. And you can read about this story in my, on my website under articles, Afterlife, and it's about things that happen after life. Go ahead, your thoughts, Ray. Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen stuff that, and I'm sure if I would have told somebody, they would have swore I was crazy. But I wasn't. I actually saw whoever, you know, most of the people I knew, but there has been a few people that I saw that I have no idea who they were, why they were there. And some of them was from like today, and some of them was from like 150 years ago, you know, back in the old cowboy days. I mean, it was just, I swear my mom has to be an angel because I've seen her. I've seen Trish. I've seen my grandma.
Well, just to clarify, an angel has never been in human form. Never. So your mother can't be an angel. She can be a spirit guide or something like that, but not an angel.
Oh, okay.
They are divine. They have supernatural powers, and they are much different. No, humans cannot be an angel per se. Like I said, a spirit guide, that's probably what you're getting from your mother. Guidance, like I do from my parents, guidance. Just to clarify that.
I could use
that.
A lot of that.
Yes,
I could use a lot of guidance.
You know, well, the main archangel around you, I don't think I've ever told you. Maybe I have. Have I? I don't remember.
I do believe you said it was Michael.
It is. I was just going to bring it up. Your main archangel is Michael. And certain archangels, well, they're all available to all of us. But some are closer to us than others. And it has to do with many factors why. Like for me, it's Archangel Raphael that's the closest to me. And that's who I use to do energy work on humans or animals. I'm always using Raphael. I put everything through him. He's the divine healer. But there's so many angels. There's trillions and trillions of angels. The archangels are the hierarchy. And then you've got, you know, many different levels below that. But they're all important.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
A lot of people seem to like this subject. There's a lot of calls. Now, I'm going to remind people, I'm only going to talk, or Ray's only going to talk about angels. If you call in with something else, you need to call another time. So let me take this one caller here. I'm not sure the area code. Can you hear me, caller?
Hi, sure. Good morning. My name is Tina. Thank you for being here on the show and helping people, and I hope that you transcend be more.
And what is your question? What are you
question.
Calling to say or whatever?
I believe in Michael because he is one of my guides. And I had a visitation. Something strange, remarkable happened to me a few days ago, and I want to know if that person was, it's not really here in this earth plane, but it's just like, it just appeared to give me the message and then left to go back to where it came from. It was, I was extraordinary with the things that I was told, and like the gentleman you were saying that, that does happen. I believe I had a visitation, but I was wondering if that visitation was, they said that more were coming in my direction. Any message on that? I mean, that I have more, yeah.
I know that you did get a heavenly visit, that I can say, and more than likely was angels, but I don't know what their message is offhand, no. Any thoughts there, Ray, for you with this?
I'm pretty much at the same thing that you are.
Place as me. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. An angel did come and relay a message to you. What that message was, I don't know, or what it was about.
But the thing you need to do right now is be thanking them and start doing it out loud. Thanking the angels, whoever they were, doesn't matter. And whatever the message, thank them for the message and ask them to bring it again. Okay?
You know what's so remarkable? The angel keeps saying, I come to give you, I'm placing judgment on something that is not supposed to be happening. I know the message was given to me. And you were saying that the dude will come to us and there's like a regular person, like it could be a nurse in front of you or the trash man. It happened to me. And
well, they do come in many different forms and often
yes.
as being human. It's not uncommon. But anyway,
yes,
I hate to do this, Tina, but we've got a lot of people calling
yes.
in. I'd like
yes.
to get to everybody. And thank you
yes,
so
thank
much
you.
For calling. And be sure to
thank
check
you.
Out my website, my articles on angels. And I also have a book, by the way, a small book on receiving help from the angels. Check it out under my ebooks on my website. So have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Best of luck.
Yeah, always interesting how visits come. I like to see more about angels than thinking it is, you know, a deceased loved one. Because like I said to you, Ray, they are guides. The angels are the ones with the powers. That's the one we want.
Yeah. Right.
So let's
right.
take
the
another
hive
caller
forming.
Here. This is area code 914. Hi, are you there?
Hi. Hi, thank you for
Hello.
Taking my call.
Yes, and your name is?
Catherine.
Okay, Catherine, and what did you call in to say or ask what?
If there's a message for the angels for me.
Now, I'm not a person who can just boom, bop out angel messages like
oh.
that. What is your birth sign?
Cancer.
Okay. The main archangel that works with you is Gabriel. He is the divine
oh.
messenger. He's the one who delivered the message to Mary about Jesus. He's delivered many.
Yeah.
He's mentioned in the Bible repeatedly. So I would recommend you talk to Archangel Gabriel rather than me. You talk to him and ask him to give you help, guidance, whatever you're needing. And since he is the messenger, he's going to take it up to a higher place. And I'm sure he's going to answer.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now you know who to contact. And the color
yeah.
for Archangel Gabriel is orange. So always like maybe orange jewelry. Have something orange around you to bring in his energy and to remind you of him being with you. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm glad
thank you. I
this was of help.
Them.
And thank you for calling
yes.
in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a good call because, you know, we got to find out about another archangel. There's so many.
Yep. Yep. There. I know I feel he's trying to tell her something, but she's not, how can I say this? She's not hearing him.
Well, often that is the case. It is for me as well. You know, so don't feel it's something special to anyone listening that you don't get the
no,
message.
No.
No, I'm sure there are times you feel it too, Ray, where you're going like, what are you trying to tell me?
More
and
than
it
I
just
care to
always
admit.
Come through. Yeah, exactly. More than I care to admit as well. You know, but you can't get everything. And like, you know, God bless those who can channel and do all this stuff and boom, boom, boom. I can do it, but I can't do it that quick. Not on command. I'm just not programmed that way to work that way. But, you know, Ray, you've had, we've worked together for so long. You know how I work.
Right, right. And you're very good at what you do, and you're quiet for a little bit, and then it kicks in and you say, okay, this is what's going on.
Right. Yeah, because I don't use anything, tarot cards, Ouija boards, I don't use anything. The messages are either going to come through or they're not, but they always do when I'm working on someone else. Much harder to get the messages for myself, much harder. I think you kind of find that too, Ray, because, you know,
yeah.
you're starting to branch out a bit and talk to people more on these spiritual subjects, and I know it's easier for you to direct them than it is for you to get those messages or direct yourself. It just
right.
is.
Right.
You know, I wish
and
it wasn't that way.
Most of mine comes at nighttime when I'm sleeping, or like the other day I was walking, of course that's not from an angel, so but it was, I guess it was a memory, because I saw a little picnic basket like they used to have, metal that looked like wood, and I saw one of them, and it just took me right back to, and I'm looking at it, and it's like I'm back at the amusement park with it.
Mm. You know, often messages come through in dreams, be it from angels, departed loved ones, guides. It's always in those dreams. So dreaming is important. Before you go to sleep, ask. Ask for what you want to know, what you want to see. If it's a departed loved one, whatever it may be, ask. Very important. And remember,
right,
always thank the angels. Thank you, angels, for getting me through another day. Now, we got another call here. So why don't we go to area code 914? Hello? I don't know if they can hear us or not.
I don't know either.
I don't know either, so we'll hold off on that one. But I thank people for calling in and for being on the line, and I hope others are listening to this. Now, back to what I was saying about, you know, requesting things from the angels. You know, what you want, like, make a stand about, hey, I want to know about this, or I need help with this. And to start with angels, a good way is simple things. Like, ask for something real simple in your life. Like, oh, I'd like to have another cup of tea. I know it sounds weird, but, and then when you go to get the tea, just picture that it's been blessed by the angels and that they're there helping. Because you've got to start small and see demonstrations before you can ask for really, really big things. I talk
right
to the angels a million times a day, asking for help with so many simple tasks. Now, my biggest challenge is I am disabled and walking is incredibly hard for me. So before I get up or take a step, I am praying to all of the archangels and asking for help. And I know that they're doing it because I just don't have the strength in my body, but they are holding me up and pulling me through. That's a good way that I know to just share with you from personal experience. And another thing you can do is like make out a list of what you want or desire or need. You know, so many people are struggling financially, you know, to ask.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong in asking for financial help.
Correct, correct. I mean, you shouldn't ask for to hit the billion-dollar lottery. That's really not what you, you know, it should be what you need and what would clear things up for the individual, whether, like you said, whether it be health, financial, getting the car fixed, whatever the case may be.
Yes. Another thing about, you know, since I communicate a lot with pets is, you know, asking the angels to help your pets. Archangel Raphael for healing. Ask. A lot of people go through things with their pets. And Archangel Ariel works a lot with pets specifically. All the angels have different assignments because that's what they are, is they're assigned, you know, the individual, the person to work with. So, you know, you just got to tune in a bit. And if you'd like to know more, I do a detailed written report on who your angels are. It's a very thorough reading. A lot of people enjoy it. Check it out on my website to get a full detail of who your angels are. Again, I'm spending time in meditation preparation, so I get the answers. As I state here, I'm not somebody who's just going to boom, 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 answer things unless I am told something directly right away, because I have to hear it. That's usually how I get all my answers, is by hearing. There's other ways, feeling, sensing. You know, there's all the clairaudient, all the clairs. There's five different ones, and you can get it many ways. Now, I know for you, Ray, you often see things more than me, much more.
Right. A lot of it, I mean, I'll see something, and then it'll just bring stuff back. Music, definitely music.
I have seen,
heard music, and then just like I'm looking, and you know, I'm looking out, and I could see me doing dancing or whatever the case may be, or it takes me back to years ago. But yeah, mm-hmm. I do see things, you know. Like you said, it was a spirit guide. It had to be a spirit guide because it, the spitting image of my grandmother, that was in 84, and she had passed in 69. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I see stuff and I just, what the heck is going on here? And then, I mean, it used to freak me out, but it doesn't anymore. I just sit and smile about it.
Well, you're more comfortable with the spiritual phenomenon around you. You know, face it, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you know, it just was like, what is this? You know, and not too sure if you could trust it, but over the years, and you've had several near-death experiences, so you know
right.
what you can trust far more than somebody who's never experienced near-death. I think both of us have come to those places. And
right.
again, learning to trust that what you get, what you hear, what you are seeing is from the divine, from God, from the angels. They are so much easier for us to relate to the angels. That's why I said, doesn't matter what your belief, what your race is or anything, angels are very powerful. Like in the Native American Lakota tribe, a white buffalo woman is the number one angel. She was never in human form. And yet, you
right.
know, you can learn about her. And there's actually chants I like for her that I do. You know, she's very powerful. She delivered some heavy messages for the Lakota Sioux. So it doesn't matter what belief you're in, there's angels. They just seem to be. And they're more what people seem to accept.
And that is why they, that's one of the reasons they consider the white buffalo a sacred animal.
Yes, one of the reasons, but yes, definitely. I like that movie. I think it's called The White Buffalo, made years ago with Charles Bronson. Great movie.
Right. And the guy, he didn't know who it was. Charles Bronson was Wild Bill Hickok, and I think he was Hickok. And,
yes, and the Native American was Crazy Horse.
Yeah, right.
In it.
Right.
And he did not introduce himself
guy,
as Crazy
too.
Horse. Yeah, Will Sansom, I believe is his name.
Yeah, right.
Great actor. But it's a great movie. You can even get it for free on YouTube. But that's one, you know, about spiritual messages. A lot comes through in that movie. I consider it personally my favorite Charles Bronson movie. It's the only one where it isn't so violent. I think he was a good actor. But this one just had a message, and I think he really loved it too, that particular movie.
Right,
so,
I agree. It was a very good movie. And, you know, like you said, Will Sampson was, to me, a very good actor. He cracked
oh, yes.
me up with one over the cuckoo's nest. He was just a good actor. There's a lot of very good Native actors.
Yes, there are, you know, but that one I just think is good because of the spirituality of it all. With that particular movie, but yes, there's many, like Graham Greene. He was in Dances with Wolves, and he's done The
yeah.
Shack, where he played God. If you haven't seen that movie, there's a good movie because it brings in spirituality. Well, since we're discussing movies, The Shack is a great movie,
and
it
is available on
YouTube.
The woman that played his wife, Cardinal, starts with a T. I can't think of the name. Very good actress, I thought.
In what movie?
She played in a couple of ones. She played in Dancers with Wolves, too. She played Graham Greene's wife.
I don't know who she is. That's one I just don't know. Him I happen to just tune into a lot because I thought he, in Dances with Wolves, he was just so brilliant.
Yeah, and Wes Studi, too. Wes Studi's excellent. And he's a Vietnam vet, too.
Really? I did not know that.
He's a Vietnam vet too. He was, I think he was a sergeant. He was in the Army. At least that's what I read anyhow.
Well, it probably is true. You know, people of our generation, let's face it, you and I are the same age. In our graduating class, the men who graduated in 1969, you were headed to Vietnam, pretty much.
If you joined the military, absolutely.
Even if you didn't, Uncle Sam called you.
Yeah, you had to draft back then.
Yes, indeed. And again, that the biggest push into Vietnam was the class of 69. That's a statistic you can look up. So, you know, many people I know did not come back. You know, that I'm sure is the same for you.
Right, right. I knew more than I care to think about.
Exactly. And, you know, I think of them often, like you mentioned, music, to tune into spirituality and things. You know, I hear certain songs, and it'll remind me to this day of someone I know died in Vietnam. You know, I hear it, and I just think of the last times we were together or something. You know, you don't forget those. And I'm sure their spirits are around us. Again, guides are just visitors, whatever, but they're around. And again, wherever you are, man, practice spiritual protection. I talk about that frequently. But call on the angels wherever you are, whatever you're doing, in any situation. They will be there. I want to share one last story, all right? I woke up, this was about 9 years ago, I woke up with a knife in my side. A guy had his hand over my mouth, and he said he was going to kill me. I kept saying, okay, kill me. And he kept sticking me with a knife, not cutting me, just trying to scare me. And every time he'd say it, I'd go, okay, you know, kill me. Well, I started praying out loud because I knew what I had to do. And the guy really got pissed about that, and he shoved a scarf down my throat. I kept praying, muffled. And at a certain point, I saw a look come over that guy. He could not get out of this room fast enough. He left real quickly. He had stolen a lot, but he left behind my purse with money in it. And I know it was left at the back door, so it was clear that he couldn't get out fast enough. And I know it was not me. It was the angels. And again, in a moment of crisis, that's when you need those angels. Don't forget it. If you're in an emergency situation, a shooting, whatever, you call on those angels right then and there. They're going to be there. They will.
Absolutely.
You may not see them. I did not see angels that particular moment, but I saw the evidence of the angels in the fear in this man's eyes. So think about that, because there's so much danger in today's world. That's why I'm always talking spiritual protection. You need it, and you need the angels. Any thoughts there?
And you should thank the Creator every night before you go to bed for the day, and to keep you safe at night and every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for keeping me safe at night, and thank you for letting me have a great day today.
Exactly. You know, whether you feel that or not, you just do it. Just force yourself, basically, because it will make a difference. And in time, you'll find your thoughts changing more to a more positive state. You know, let's face it, we're all under enormous stress. Well, Ray, we're coming up to the last minute here. And once again, I thank you so much for being here. And I want people to know that if they want to contact you and talk with you, they can through my website or through my service if they'd like to speak with you. So I want to remind people, and my website is CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. You'll find me under many things. I'm on Facebook, many ways to find me, YouTube especially. I do videos all the time, and we've got some exciting things coming up with the full moon that will be coming up August 1st.
Sorry.
And maybe the next show we do, we can talk about it, right?
Okay. I was thinking it was the 3rd. Sounds good.
No,
I was thinking it was August 3rd.
No, I mean, I've done the research. I've written my article.
Okay.
It's the 1st. Anyway, we're down to a second here. Good night. Thanks, everyone.